This is a recast of the 3900-word piece, Experience Replay, Learn AI Faster, from GPT-5. Let's listen in.
The article discusses Experience Replay, a key technique in machine learning, particularly reinforcement learning, RL. This method allows a learning agent to store and reuse past experiences to learn and improve its strategy or model. The agent's interactions with its environment, consisting of states, actions, and rewards, are recorded in a data store known as the replay buffer or experience store.
The agent then accesses this store during training phases to go through a wider variety of experiences than would be possible in real time. This improves the stability and efficiency of the learning process as the agent can learn from a diversified range of experiences without immediately having to gather more experiences in the real world or a simulated environment.
The concept of experience replay is not new and has roots in early research into machine learning and cognitive sciences. However, it gained significant popularity with the introduction of Deep Key Networks, DQN, by Ani et al. In 2013.
Their research impressively demonstrated how using experience replay in combination with deep neural networks could train an agent to outperform human players in a range of Atari video games. Since then, experience replay has become an integral part of many advanced RL algorithms and systems, with its methodology and applications constantly evolving.
In reinforcement learning, an agent learns to make decisions so that a cumulative measure of reward over time is maximized. Since RL agents learn through interaction with their environment, the process is often fraught with high variances and uncertainties.
Experience replay mitigates these challenges by enabling valuable lessons from past experiences to be reused and learned from repeatedly. This leads to more efficient use of collected data, faster convergence of the learning process, and higher overall stability of the trained model.
Key concepts and terminology in RL include agents, environments, rewards, states, and actions. An agent is the unit that performs actions based on the state of the environment, with the aim of maximizing its reward. The environment is the context or space in which the agent operates, providing feedback in the form of a new state and reward after each action.
A reward is a signal from the environment indicating how good an action was. The agent's goal is to maximize the sum of received rewards. A state represents the current situation or configuration of the environment and forms the basis for deciding which action to take next.
Experience replay allows an agent to learn from past experiences by storing actions, states, and rewards that occurred in the past. These stored experiences are then used to inform and improve the learning process, leading to more efficient and effective strategy development.
When it comes to mathematical foundations of RL, a central concept is that of the Bellman equation, which establishes a recursive relationship between the value of a state and values of subsequent states. It's fundamental for many RL algorithms as it helps define optimal action.
Experience replay works by improving the RL learning process through storing and reusing past experiences. This method enables an agent to learn from a wider range of experiences than would be possible through direct interaction with the environment in real time.
The process begins with the agent collecting experiences during its interaction with the environment. An experience is typically represented as a tuple, 0s, where s represents the current state, I the action performed, r the received reward, and thus the new state after performing the action.
These experiences are then stored in a data structure known as the experience store or replay buffer. The size of this store is often limited, meaning older experiences are removed to make room for new ones. This process ensures that the agent can continuously learn from the newest and most relevant experiences.
Stored experiences aren't just used once, but can be used multiple times to improve the learning process. By accessing a variety of stored experiences, the agent can recognize patterns and relationships within the data that help it make better decisions.
This method of reusing experiences also allows the agent to learn from the consequences of its actions in a variety of contexts, leading to a more robust and flexible strategy.
The use of experience replay usually involves random sampling from the replay buffer. This prevents the agent from focusing too heavily on recent or frequent experiences, thus avoiding overfitting to specific states or actions.
Ensuring this random selection of experiences guarantees that the learning process covers a wide variety of situations and that the agent develops universally applicable strategies that can be used in a variety of environments.
In summary, experience replay enables an agent to learn more efficiently and effectively by providing a rich and diverse amount of learning material. It improves the stability and speed of the learning process and is a crucial factor in the success of many modern RL algorithms.
On to algorithms and methods used with experience replay. Some of the most significant approaches include deep key networks, DQN, and their variants, prioritized experience replay and hindsight experience replay, HER.
DQN revolutionized RL by demonstrating how deep learning can be effectively used to solve complex decision-making problems. DQN combines Q-learning, a form of model-free RL, with deep neural networks.
The heart of DQN is using a replay buffer to improve the stability and efficiency of the learning process. Instead of learning directly from consecutive experiences, DQN draws random mini-batches of experiences from the replay buffer to train the neural network.
Variants of DQN like double DQN, DDQN, dueling DQN, and rainbow DQN expand and improve on this basic concept by addressing different aspects like overestimation of actions, network architecture, and integrating several improvements into a single algorithm.
Prioritized experience replay refines experience replay by prioritizing experiences based on their importance for learning. Instead of drawing random samples from the replay buffer, experiences with higher surprise or greater error in predicting key values are preferred.
Hindsight experience replay, HER, is an innovative method that's particularly useful in scenarios with sparse and delayed rewards. HER allows an agent to learn from attempts, even if they were originally classified as failures.
By assuming that the achieved result was actually intended, it can extract useful strategies from experiences that would otherwise have been considered useless.
Despite the benefits, there are also challenges tied to the use of experience replay. These include high memory requirements and computational considerations.
In conclusion, experience replay offers significant advantages for the learning process in RL by improving data effectiveness and contributing to training stability. Nevertheless, the challenges regarding memory requirements, computational considerations, and ensuring a balanced experience variety must be carefully addressed to fully exploit the potential of this technique.
This has been quite a deep dive into the world of experience replay in reinforcement learning. We hope you found it insightful, and thank you for joining us today. That's it for today.